It's Johnny J, man.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 you guys. Welcome into the first ever show here on Bandwagon Sports with the big BTR. Now, my name is Johnny J. Utah. I'm your host for the 30 minutes of plus here. Talk a little sports, get a few bandwagons. Well, of course, my producer, Kobe Christmas, is in the house. He's across the other glass from me right now. He's sitting over there, hanging out in the outside. But, yeah, hello, you guys. Welcome, welcome. Good morning. How are you guys doing? We're live from San Francisco. We have a beautiful, beautiful studio. We overlook the blissful state of the ocean. It's beautiful. Kobe the King likes to go down there once in a while, man. Kobe Christmas, he goes down and takes poop. I say, listen, we have a show to do. Of course, I said it again. My name is Johnny J. Utah, and I'm live from the barrel. And we're on a bandwagon. See, of course, I follow the 40 number. I'm not afraid to jump for one bag and wagon. We cover all sports here. We cover NBA, NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, and running, and WNBA, excuse me. Yes, heck yes. We talk all sports here. We always have, we always will. And we'll just go on one or two sports. And also, fantasy football. Of course, you need your fix. Come to me, Johnny J. I'll give you all your fixes. I'll give you guaranteed picks. Absolutely. You want to win some game from your boyfriend, girlfriend, take all the money and prostitute him. Come to Johnny J. I know all about fantasy football. I'm an expert at my craft. I sit around in my underwear and talk about sport. But let's get to it, you guys. My God, the combine, the NFL combine, it's a huge deal, I guess. Well, I've been told. I see Roger Goodell was running some stupid 100-yard dash. I mean, my God, you're $30 million last year, you little cockroach. Why don't you give him some goddamn money? Johnny J says, give some money to a charity. You know, go talk to the New Impact about charities. Shout out to Aaron Hernandez, man. You don't dismantle your goddamn phone, the goddamn camera, you fool. But he is a fool. He'll be going away the rest of his life. Give him the goddamn chair. Well, maybe he can play on my 49ers if I need him for a couple of games. I wouldn't mind at all. I don't really care about character. Just get the rock in the end zone. It's just like the guy, the butler did it in Super Bowl 49. My God, what's with the car? My God, Brady, give the son of a bitch a goddamn charity, for Christ's sake. That car, that truck, mark my words here on Johnny J. Utah's Bandwagon Sports Show. I'm going to guarantee you this, you little sons of bitches out there. That truck will get stolen, stripped for a crack pipe within 2 months. It'll get stolen. This guy will be back working a goddamn restaurant. You betcha. Eating collard greens and chicken like I like too. I like a good chicken once. Well, Kobe likes tuna. I said, listen, Kobe, once we had some chicken, he just snarls at me and says, keep going. The paw's up. He's like, come on, John. Well, calm down. My God, you want to be a producer, Kobe. You got to learn to grow up a little bit. But hell yeah, the inaugural show here, Bandwagon Sports, is going somewhat smoothly and very, very fun. Hell yeah. Well, of course, this is commercial music free. We don't have time that we only have 45 effing minutes for crying out loud. We're live on TalkShoe, and we're live on Spreaker. You betcha. The Johnny J. Utah Sports Show is in full regalia. What's this with Warren Sapp? $600 for sex acts? Holy Christ. You just go buy some Saturday night hun, about a couple drinks and buy your dinner, man. I mean, you could do a doggy. What the hell you think you're doing, fat boy? Now you got fired from the National Felon League. You betcha. I could do that goddamn job for you, you son of a bitch. My God, Warren Sapp, what the hell? Sex acts? What kind of sex act? Were you doing a three-way, for Christ's sake, with your little crank? Stuffing in their ass? My God, holy moly. Johnny J is embarrassed for you. My God, ladies and gentlemen. On iHeartRadio, you're out there. We appreciate iHeartRadio coming in to the podcast. This is Johnny J, JJ. I've been around forever, years and years. I travel from state to state. I know everybody in every city. Johnny J does. I'm an expert at sports, you betcha. I know them all, NBA, Major League Baseball. I go down the field, I talk to players all the time. Johnny J butts up and says, hey, what's going on, boys? They look, hey, aren't you a bust? Why, hell no! Johnny J! Jesus Christ, you got to tell some of these punks who the hell I am. What the hell's your problem? I've been around forever. Been running around someone's head for years. Johnny J, Utah, and I'm from the bar goddamn area. And we'll be doing shows here on Bandwagon Sports periodically. Johnny J will. You need to hear from me. You need to hear the truth. You come to Johnny J. You come to Bandwagon Sports. I'm on there. When they're winning, put me on the bandwagon. When they're losing, I don't want nothing to do with you. I guarantee it. The Super Bowl, man, I was on Seattle's bandwagon. As soon as the interception had jumped over on goddamn Patriots, and I was celebrating like a wild animal. As soon as that interception, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm off the wagon. Sorry, I ran across the field. I put on a Patriots hat. I walked up to good old Brady and said, hey, Brady, what do you think? He said, hey, get away from me. Who the hell are you? You're the ball boy? Yeah, I deflated him for you, you little cocksucker. Jesus Christ. But Warren Sapp, you're an idiot and a fool, man. Just go, just stroke your, pull your goalie, clean out your snorkel. You can have someone do it for you, for Christ's sake, my God. Hey, Fitzy, Jerry, hey, Fitzy, hey, what the hell? Why don't you come back to Minnesota? Adrian Peterson, break off a switch, bitch. What the hell? You're from Minnesota. What do you, Meter Rock, and you could have had Teddy cross that bridge. You're in a 5-year plan. You could be in your hometown. You bet you win the Super Bowl, you stupid fool. 52's for you, my God, Fitzy. What's going on with you? What the hell are you signing? You've done nothing out there. The other punk from Minnesota is going to take away your bed. What the hell? And your old man's back there in Minnesota, pissing and moaning. I talked to Sid Hartman a few times. We're good friends. We go back way back. You betcha. You're a fool, man. I don't know about you, Fitzy. 2-year deal. The hell you think you're doing? Hey, Kubiak, what's going on, Kubi, huh? You go around the old man, the cripple, what the hell do you think you're doing? This guy's got nothing left in the tank, I tell you what. I could throw that football. Hey, I'm talking about you guys out there. Hey, Goodell, why did you find goddamn Mr. Goddamn Elway? Goddamn, the old man was hurt, no one knew. What the hell's your problem, my God? Bandwagon sports, we speak the truth. What the hell are you going on out there, you bandwagoners, for Christ's sake? I mean, my God. I couldn't believe it. I'm watching this kind of behavior. I'm like, what the hell? I don't get it anymore, you little sons of bitches. I don't get it. I don't know why, but I don't know get it anymore, you guys out there, these people out there in the NFL. Oh, my God, Sam Bradford. Boop, boop, boop. My God, this just in, for Christ's sake. Holy moly. Look out, man. He is going to be, wants a trade? Holy Christ. I don't know. I don't get it, man. What the hell is going on with you? We got an alarm here. Alarm. We got an alarm. Holy Christ, man. This alarm is in, for crying out loud, man. That was an alarm went off in my head. It's like, holy Christ, he wants a trade? Holy baloney. Holy Jesus. Let's do that again. Yeah, this just in. He's goddamn, what's he done? He's played 5 goddamn seasons with the goddamn, what the hell is that? Call what the hell, what's their name again, for Christ's sake? The Rams, that's right. Other people call it a filthy name. I call them the Rams here, you betcha. Stan Bradford, permission. Where are you going to go, my God? Who wants your ass? Maybe they go on over to the Chicago Bears, Cutler. Holy Christ. Cutler's a joke, we all know it, man. Cry, baby. Out there, a vote of confidence. My ass. Chicago, you suck and you know it, for crying out loud. I'm not that bandwagon, for Christ's sake. Holy crap, I'm only 49, but I'm always looking for someone else. New England partiers, you bet I'm taking them to win the 50, but you never know. Hey, K-Man, what the hell do you think you're doing? Respond to goddamn, don't feed the trolls, for Christ's sake. How many times I got to tell you? Jeepers, creepers, all these people. I don't feed anybody anything. I feed my girlfriend some good old grapes, you betcha. In the big sausage, kuna, you betcha. We like to have a good old time. I was talking to my friend Tyrone Power from Sports City Chefs. We were having some collard greens and chicken the other day in the outskirts up in his apartment complex. We were having a good old time talking about the big thing, the Eagles. Mariota, look out, there's going to be a lot of prostituting. Absolutely, pimping and stroking it. Watch out, you guys. Oh, my God, it's going to be unbelievable. All these people paying money for some guy who wasn't a goddamn thing. What about your quarterback out there in Eagle Land, for Christ's sake? He's Mr. Shaggy. He's doing just goddamn fine. What the hell's going on out there? I don't get Johnny J's confused. He's confused and enamored, you betcha, with the behavior of the goddamn idiotic Eagles, man. You guys collapsed last year. You should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. My God. What the hell's going on, man? I don't know. I was talking to Guy Shea the other day. We were sitting in an apartment complex in Jacksonville. His Jaguars suck anyways. His Cleveland, my God, you got Johnny Manziel, Mr. Drug Addict. Yeah, you know, he's drinking. Yeah, he's always drinking. Now he's in some whatever the hell's going on. And Guy Shea had no idea. I'm like, what the hell? You take your goddamn DJ bad guy and shove him up your office. You betcha. Oh, yeah, my friend Crybaby out there in Texas. I was over at his house. His mother-in-law's house was there. Like, hey, what's going on, man? what you crying about now, you know? That's why we race. You got goddamn NASCAR coming up. Yeah, that goddamn guy who killed a guy. What's his name again? Colby. Hey, Colby, look over at me, for Christ's sake. What's his name? What number? No, it's not. He is at Home Depot. No, it's office. His name is Tony Stewart. Jesus Christ. You never have a goddamn kitty cat running your goddamn switchboard. He's all there chasing around some damn mice. Come on, Colby Christmas. Get back up on there and start tweeting the show, for Christ's sake. Yeah, you betcha. I don't understand anymore, you guys. You try to get a cat, you give him a job, you have nothing to do, and all it goes is screw around. It's Johnny J, it's JJ, here on Bandwagon Sports. We're live from San Francisco. You betcha. Beautiful California, you guys. It's beautiful here. I love California. It's where I sit and I do my shows, and all my prep work, I go to all kinds of shows, you betcha. And I hang out. Johnny J, Utah. I got the voice of reason here, the common sense of reality when it comes to sports. Absolutely, you guys. Me, Johnny J, Utah, Bandwagon Sports, of course. We are always live in NFL. We could talk running WNBA if we wanted to. Let's get that in here, too, as well. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just like, come on, alarm. Oh, what's this? Breaking news. Holy. Oh, the Lions GM, very optimistic about Johnny. The shoe, yeah, the big shoe. You betcha. Oh, yeah. Oh, my, what's this? Some more? The shoe? Seven of the goddamn Cowboys. You betcha. What's this other news here, Kobe? What's this all about, Kobe? What are you talking about, Kobe? Holy, what the hell are you doing? Oh, the Cowboys are getting Peterson. Oh, you don't want a child beater, for Christ. Jerry Jones. You got choice of Brian Murray. You keep that goddamn wide receiver. Get rid of the fumble-itis Murray. It's real simple. Let his ass go. He's like a goddamn paperclip, for Christ's sake. Get rid of Murray. You keep that goddamn Brian. Make sure you have some guardian angel. I'll tell you what, Johnny J. Utah, I'll roll around down there, and I'll take care of his ass. Don't worry about it. Johnny J., I'll hang out. I'll go on down there. And I'll say, hey, listen, it's Johnny J, it's JJ. And welcome in over there. And how you doing, man? Hey, don't be trolling me over there. It's not very nice. That kind of behavior pisses me off. This is a child-friendly. How dare you talk like that, you a-hole. My God, I can't believe it. You sons of a bitch. I just can't believe people talk like this is a clean sports show. My God. You guys come in here and talk like this all the time. Johnny J., we're talking about all kinds of good stuff here, but you betcha. My God, Cowboys over Gideon Peterson looking more slim. Well, it's not going to happen, man. Minnesota is going to get rid of his ass. They're going to say, hey, guess what? You break off a switch, bitch. Look at Ray Rice. My God, beating the pass out woman. Let him go. These characters coming through goddamn the NFL combine. I tell you what, you guys. You got to make sure you take care of that problem. These punks out there at NFL Combine. No one knows nothing. I know everything. Don't worry about it. Johnny J. about the Combine. They're on Indianapolis. I was asked by the NFL Network to go out there. I said, listen, I'm busy, man. I can't always be doing that kind of behavior. That's what I do. I'm always busy. What do you expect? I mean, holy Christ, man. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm busy, man, okay? I can't always go there. Oh, NFL cheerleaders. Holy Christ. My God. Woo. My God. We got some. Hey, Kobe, get that. That's almost like pornography. My God. You're polluting me, for Christ's sake. My God. You're up and down my screen all across this big ass paw. My God. Kobe Christmas, you son of a bitch. My God. Frank Gore. Hey, I thought he played for my 49ers. What do you mean? How about leaves us behind, quits, and goes over to Michigan? Yeah, you were fired. You're a horrible coach. You ruined my 49ers, for Christ's sake. You go over to goddamn Michigan, for Christ's sake. I'm sick and tired of this kind of crap. You want to call the show? Call the show. Kobe Christmas will pick up the phone. What is the number, Kobe? Tell him I hear 646-915-8614. You betcha. You come on in and kick it. You bet. Johnny J. Utah from the back. We'll get you on air. You betcha. We'll get you in. You'll wait in line like Scott Farrell on the bench on CBS. We'll beg for calls and we'll get like seven or eight in a row. And maybe we'll talk to you. And me and Kobe will converse back and forth. He can call me Mr. Utah the whole time as well. You bet. Hell yeah, you guys. Holy moly. It's just a great day to be alive. Yeah, you betcha. How about those Vikings? What the hell? The tight end and the Super Bowl 49? What the hell you want that guy for? Hell no, he would. If he would have just let the guy catch the ball, they'd have Super 49. They would have lost themselves to goddamn New England. Jesus Christ, why? You want to rub it in? There's too many other. The guy can't read a goddamn playbook, for Christ's sake. That's why he's gone. He's another goddamn dumb athlete. How many times I got to tell you, man? Holy Christ. Jesus. You guys don't understand it. But I'm all on bandwagons next year. Of course, my 49ers. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, God, yeah, I'm on a lot of good 49. I'm not on the Seattle one. No, hell no. But I'm telling you what, I'm on Houston's bandwagon a big, big way. I'm on that bandwagon. I trust that bandwagon. It's rickety, but I trust it. Cowboys bandwagon, hell yeah, I'm on it. I'm right there. Until Romo all of a sudden just throws a couple I and T's, I'll be off that bandwagon just like that. I'll be off kicking it. So don't worry about the bandwagon rider here. I'll be there for you guys. Heck yeah, you guys. What's with the Flakegate? Hell, you're selling the goddamn for charities. What the hell is that all about, man? Why the hell are you selling that kind of behavior, huh? What the hell is going on? I don't get it anymore. You guys selling all kinds of crap, you sons of bitches. And then all of a sudden, we're supposed to goddamn care. What the hell is your problem, for Christ's sake? But it is what it is. Hell yeah, you guys. The bandwagon sports. NFL talk here, bandwagon this and bandwagon that, hell yeah. I can't believe Kubiak. What the hell, this feeble old man, Peyton, he's done, man. He's just like goddamn KG coming back to Minnesota, NBA. I mean, what the hell is your problem? My God. I don't get it at all, Kubiak. You'll be another assistant coach just like John Fox and the Bears. Whining about goddamn Mr. Christmas, man. You bet Jay Cutler. What the hell is going on out there, man? I mean, what the hell? I don't get it, Kubiak. He's an old man. My God, he's just nothing but an old man. He hasn't done much. Remember Super Bowl 48, that football by his head, but it was all over. They suck, man. Denver, you're not going to make the playoffs. I hate to break it. Bust your bubble out there, Denver Bronco fans. You guys aren't going to make the playoffs. It's done. You're screwed. Yeah, the goddamn... Goddamn owner's got Alzheimer's anyways. And goddamn horse face out there, man, Denver, he's just hanging out up there looking at his two Super Bowl rings. Meanwhile, all the Bronco fans are going to hold the goddamn dust. Hell yeah. Kubi. Hey, Kubi. Remember? You idiot. You fool. Hell yeah. Getting fired on a gurney, for Christ's sake. Kubiak, what the hell? I don't care, man. It's not going to happen. Johnny Manziel, oh my God, yeah, I know, he's in a better place now. The guy's a drug addict, for Christ's sake. What the hell are you talking about? But goddamn, holy balls, I was talking to Kobe Christmas, and we were chatting along there, and I said, hey, what do you think? And he just looked at me and shook his head and shook his paw at me. I'm like, listen, it's your caregiver here, Johnny J. Utah, and I'm from the borough. What the hell is going on? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, Johnny Manziel is a joke. We all know it, man. Guy ain't gonna do nothing. You got screwed. You got screwed. Yeah, you did, Cleveland. You got screwed, man. You bet. You got all excited. Your groins got wet and wild. And what the hell happened? All of a sudden, he's our part like Mr. Grunky, huh? Grunky's got a goddamn ring. Oh, you guys are goddamn Heisman. Let's melt down the Heisman. Let's melt it down for a crack pipe. I tell you, let's do some goddamn bidding on the side of it, right? I'll take $500 a Heisman. Anybody out there, Heisman out there, we'll bid it right here. We'll have a live Heisman trophy. You betcha. And we'll do it. And we'll get her done. So don't worry about it, you little cocksuckers. We will get it done. You betcha. And spank it out. So don't worry about it, you guys. We'll be out there in the outskirts doing it. And you can guarantee you this, you little sons of bitches. Johnny J. Utah will be there all the way through to Super Bowl 50. You betcha. But Cleveland, I don't... What's this? What's with the Cleveland? What's with these new helmets, for Christ's sake? You want to make money, huh? Sell more helmets, sell this, sell that. Well, goddammit, we don't care, for Christ's sake. Why should we care? I don't care. You sons of bitches out there, what the hell's going on with you guys, man? Changing the helmets left and right on the bandwagon? What the hell you think you're doing? You didn't come to me first. My God, now I hear that goddamn Frank might go to Colts, for Christ's sake. What am I going to do? What the hell? I mean, Jesus Christ. It just pisses me off to no end. You sons of bitches. I know, I know, I know. It's all kinds of stuff going out there. Selling it, man. I got to have some good old Coca-Cola here. Little grape, knee-high, little apple juice, whatever the hell it is, whatever Kobe gives me, I drink it. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, I tell you what, John, won't give Jay Cutler a voice. I wouldn't either. He's a crybaby, for Christ's sake. What's he done? He's done nothing. The Bears suck, and we all know it. You're goddamn right. We don't care. Does anybody care out there? I don't, and why should you? Why should you care? I don't care. Holy Christ. But, yeah, you guys, it's been a great time to be alive. You betcha, you guys. We party like rock stars. That's what we do. That's what we always done. We always party like rock stars. And we have a great old time, you guys. We party, party. Here on Bandwagon Sports, we're always out there, man, hanging out in the outskirts. We do appreciate people coming to the podcast. This big, big radio show here. Yeah, I know. It's big stuff here. Oh, yeah, you bet. But I tell you what, you guys, it's going to be interesting this next year, the bandwagon. I'm looking forward to it. I'm on the bandwagon of the Patriots, you betcha. And the Texans. And, of course, the Ravens. I can be. I will be. I'm on the bandwagon of the Packers. I don't care. I don't care about Seattle. Of course, 49ers. Buccaneers, hell no. They're going to go nowhere fast. Simple. Because they suck. And that's right. And they suck. And they suck big time. So don't worry about me, man, the gangster. You betcha, because I'm a gangster like anybody else, too, as well. I like to gangster up, too. I'm a gangster when I'm in the bar. Yeah, hell yeah. Johnny J is a gangster. I've always been a gangster. That's what I do. Just like Warren Sapp, man. What an idiot, my God. You know, I mean, it was hilarious as hell. Yeah, well, what's this now? Speaking of gangster, state trooper takes in murder trial. Aaron Hernandez, well, my God, yeah, man. State trooper take a stand, murder trial. Oh, my God, Aaron Hernandez. Hell, look out, man. That guy's a criminal. Hell, yeah, watch out for Aaron Hernandez. I might think I'm a gangster. That man's a gangster. He's a big gangster. Got that look on his face, man. It's what he does, man. He's a murderer, man. All you goddamn Patriot fans out there. Odin Lord was dating his fiancée. Yeah, what the hell's going on? I don't trust it anymore. I don't know about that, man. Holy Christ. I don't trust Aaron Hernandez, that little punk. Anybody out there trust his ass? I surely don't. He's a punk. You betcha. How about that food stealer, huh? What about it, huh? Jameson, you look like a fat pig. My God, what the hell? You've been hanging out with TP, the talking pig, for Christ's sake. I mean, my God. What's going on, man? What's going on, man? You putts, you too, as well. Ain't radio. Welcome in the podcast. How the hell are you? Welcome to Bandwagon Sports. We're live on the shoe, you betcha. And we're live on BTR, and we're all three, of course, it's Bandwagon, also on IR Radio. We appreciate it, IR Radio, coming into Bandwagon Sports, Johnny J, Utah. And we're from the Bay Area, and I tell you what, all kinds of NFL news, it's just going all totally wild out there. We got Bradford. Well, go ahead and leave, for Christ's sake. We don't care about your ass. Mike, hey, Colby, what do you think you're doing, man? Oh, these cheerleaders, look at them. Oh, my God, let's get your G on. Holy, what a rack on that. Holy moly. Yeah, baby. Hey, get out of the way. What the hell? Watch, J.J. Watch, man. Get out of the way of the girls, man. The pitcher, Colby, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, a 49ers cheerleader. She's an Asian girl. Whoa, man. Holy moly. Nice. I tell you what, man. Whoa. Hey, Colby, I'm getting a chubby. Oh, Cowboys won. Oh, my God. Woo, nice kick, man. You betcha. I love the pom-poms. It's so sweet to see the girls dancing around. We don't care about you, my God. Holy, but another 49er. My God. Get some clothes on, for Christ's sake. My mother would be embarrassed. You're showing your booty. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. They're throwing girls around. Oh, my word. Dancing when they're Santa Claus. Nice pictures. Oh, my God. Santa Claus is like, hey, let's do it all three. Oh, my God. The cheerleaders, ho, Colby. I had a chubby there. How in the hell you think you're doing? Jeepers, creepers. My God. RG3, what do you mean? What the hell? Why do we want RG3, man? You guys watch the Redskins. What the hell you think you're doing? Huh? Why, the guy has done nothing at all. What the hell's your problem, for Christ's sake? Huh? Jesus Christ. Who cares? We don't care about your ass, huh? Jesus Christ. Why in the hell we gotta care? He's done nothing his whole life, man. He's been a waste of goddamn time. 4-12, what's he done? Jesus Christ, here at Johnny J on Bandwagon Sports. Why in the hell do we care about RG3? Number 10, eat fresh, you little son of a bitch. What the hell? Jeepers, creepers. I don't get it anymore, you guys. I don't know. Johnny J's had enough of his ass. I could care less. My God. Why do I have Nicki Minaj tour manager killed? What are you doing, gangstering? My God. Guns don't mix, bitch. What the hell do you think you're doing, for Christ's sake? But I tell you what, the big food stealer, what's he going to do? Come from the Florida State felons out there. Yeah, hell yeah. It ought to be pretty interesting, to say the least. Where is he going to go? Is he going to go to Lovie Smith? Is he going to drop to the Cowboys, that fat belly? You know he's going to screw it up. He's going to get in trouble. Just like Ice Steely, man. What the hell is going on with you guys? But that's the NFL, man. The NFL Combine. Oh, my God. We all have to be excited about that, man. Johnny J. These guys, no character at all. What the hell? I know it starts tomorrow. Everyone's all excited about it. It is what it is, man. Oh, my God. Holy balls. The highs of basketball. That's what we like to do. But hell yeah, you guys. It's been a pleasure, the first official Bandwagon Sport, the NFL talk. We get on bandwagons. Let's see a bandwagon we have to go on now. NBA, as we close out the thoughts here. Let's see who I should be on NBA. My God. Where do we see the standings? Let's see the standings out right now. I'm on the Toronto bandwagon. They're just killing in the Atlantic. Way to go, Toronto, man. I don't know. Chicago Bulls, their first place, point and a half up on Cleveland the King. I don't know. I'll be on the Bulls right now. For right now, I'm on that bandwagon. Atlanta Hawks, I'm on your wagon. You're in the Southeast. In the Western, the Trail Gangsters, I'll take them. I'll take the gangs, the Trail Gangsters. You betcha. I will take up by 8, for Christ's sake. Oh, the Warriors, the Warlocks, you betcha. Oh, they're up by 9 games. I'll be on your bandwagon. Memphis Grizzlies, sure. How about those maggots? You got that idiot from goddamn New York. He has no squat, man, for Christ's sake. Those are the bandwagons I'm on. Baseball, well, I'm on the Islanders bandwagon too as well. They're doing really, really good, you betcha. Let's go to the NHL stats real quick. Take me over there, Kobe, for Christ's sake. All right, let's see. Oh, Montreal, hell yeah. I'm up. I'm on them in Tampa Bay. Montreal, you betcha. I'm up there too. I don't know about Detroit. How about those Islanders, man? I've been on that bad win forever. Hell yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I love the Islanders. I always have and always will. I love the Islanders. I'm a bandwagon rider. That's exactly what I do. Buffalo sucks, I know. How about the Rangers? They're right up there, too, as well. I don't want to be in the Flyers. Hell no. I'll be on the Capitals. How about those Preds? My God, just kicking some ass. They're 84 points. I'm on that bandwagon all the way to the end. Johnny J. Utah on the all the way to the end. Absolutely. That's what we do, man. We love being bandwagon riders, of course. And the Dynamite Ducklings. Yeah, hell yeah. Calgary, fight that Vancouver. Sure. You Kings, you suck. You know it. Sharks, Goofy Bone. Your team sucks. But I really do appreciate you coming to the bandwagon. What inaugural first show. Oh, my word. It's been great. Kobe did a good job. Even though he's sitting behind there fiddling with something, I don't know what the hell he's doing. What a good old time. It's Johnny J's JJ. And we are from the Bay Area. And we appreciate you coming to Bandwagon Sports. A smashing success. We hope. Mr. Roger Goodell, you look pretty dumb doing that goddamn dash. What the hell you think you're doing with that dash? You look foolish. Give some of your money to charity. You made $30 million plus, for Christ's sake. You need to run to give charity? Run my ass. You betcha. Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, all you idiots out there, my God. This is the National Football League for a reason. This is Johnny J. Utah, and we are live from the Bay Area with my producer, Colby Christmas, behind the glass, overlooking the ocean. You betcha. It's beautiful here. I bid you all adieu. I bid you a farewell. From Fortune Cookie Country, San Francisco, California, the beautiful place, with your host, with the most, Mr. Johnny J. Utah. We'll see everybody all later. I appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you share the show. Johnny J. appreciates you guys. I bid you all adieu. Be good. Go 49ers. Go on my bandwagon. All you guys here in the gutter, I don't give a damn. If you're not winning, I don't care. If you're winning, I'm on you, okay? We'll see your local sportsman. Come on by. Say hello to Johnny J. All right? I bid you all adieu. It's Johnny J, Utah, from the Bay Area. Goodbye, everybody, and good night, and have safe travels. I bid you. I'm out.